Well, the Irish Summer Colleges were notified on the 23rd of December about a decision taken by the Department of Communities Minister, Paul Given, to completely end a bursary scheme, which we believe to have been of an annual amount of £50,000, which was directed at financially disadvantaged families and children. The scheme itself was means-tested. Again, it was cross-community, and we believe that it was a highly successful scheme that was oversubscribed in recent years. Conor McGilligan, we've been calling on the Minister for the past 2 to 3 weeks to fully explain his decision and his own motivations behind cutting such a paltry sum of money in the grand scheme of 400 to 500 million of public money that has been wasted in previous weeks. This decision comes is only the latest in a long line of attacks and insults from the DUP and DUP ministers on the Irish language, and it goes to the crux of the image that there has been a denial of Irish language rights and legislation. The government is fully ignoring their own statutory obligations that have been handed down from the St Andrews Agreement and the Good Friday Agreement to ensure legislative protection for Irish language speakers, learners and its community. We have heard that several councils may be challenging the Minister's decision, and we're calling on all parties inside and outside the current government to not only challenge the Minister's decisions but to officially request a review on the Minister's decision and to challenge his own and his party's motivations towards the Irish language.